All right, Prophet's Corner Uncut, 8:18-24. The title of this is Farms of Godliness. And we're going to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
Farms of Godliness.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm going to read 2 Timothy 3 to you. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast known fully my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. See, at this day and time, people are letting go of the word. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So if it was good then for Paul admonishing Timothy, then it's good for us today, right? God's word. There's no word that will not be fulfilled. There's no word of God that will pass away. Can you say that about anything else? Can you say that about anybody else's narrative? No. All right. Farms of godliness with no power is going to be removed. It has been on the throne of power long enough, and this will come through the teaching of sound doctrine. The church, being out of divine order, has allowed doctrines of men to infiltrate my church. I dealt with this when I spoke to John on the Isle of Patmos. I'm dealing with it today also because it has reached total infiltration. Those looking for the great escape, that have obeyed me, will be going in their own private rapture. Those that believe in the rapture theory but get on board with what I'm doing in this time will adapt to sound doctrine. They, like you, will be ready and willing and going and take it back to Eden, back to the beginning, heaven and earth. It will no longer be just a few doing all the work, but it will be all hands on deck. Through the sound doctrine of my prophets and apostles, I will eradicate from the earth all that would offend. My power will be seen throughout the earth. A friend of mine was talking about, she has some family members that are, you know, pro-gay and lesbian and pro-tranny and all this myth. She said, they just get so offended about everything, you know, whose camp they're in. It will be a time in earth never seen before. It will be glorious. I will rule with a rod of iron and everything. All seven mountains of culture will be in divine order. There's not going to be any out of order. Do not be dismayed when the old guard departs, and do not look at them unfavorably, for most of them did what I required of them. They will be rewarded for what they did for me. The old wineskins will fall away. The new ones will step up. No longer will there be a form of godliness rule. My church will operate in pure gold instead of substituting brass for gold. There will be no more substitutions, but the real deal. When men quit following me, there is no power. So they substitute programs that appear to be saying all the right things and making the right moves, but I'm not in them. Brass represents humanity. I do not need humanity to represent me. Men's ideas and plans will never represent me. I sent Jesus. He represents me. And men follow him. I'm done with human endeavors. The earth is about to be rid of it all. Full transparency will return like the days when Peter stood up before Ananias and Sapphira. The tares, the brass will immediately stick up like a sore thumb. There will be no more hiding among the wheat. Okay, this is Revelation chapter 20. This is verses 7 through 10. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan will be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle the number of them who is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. As I said in a previous word, you will begin to perceive by what you hear coming out of the mouth of men whether they are preparing for the 1,000-year reign or looking to go to heaven. Don't grieve, for it is not possible for the two groups to remain together. The separation has already begun.